I can't believe they wouldn't let me bring in my camera.
I can't believe you tried to bring it in.
I take my camera everywhere. I never leave it behind. They could have asked me to leave behind my shirt, and I would have had fewer problems with it. Don't even think about it.
You wish. At least you still have your cell phone.
Yeah, but it has terrible resolution. You can't get up any good shots with a cell phone camera.
You're a guest. You shouldn't be snapping off shots in the first place. I thought you wanted to come to relax, not get an exclusive.
It's just the principle.
Mr. Guys, hello. My name is Mike Boyd. I am the owner of the Vantage Point, and I just wanted to tell you how great it is that you were able to make it to our opening tonight. This is really great.
It's not a problem. We're glad to be here. Thanks for putting us on the list at the last minute.
Not at all. If we knew you were going to be in town, we would have made sure you received an invitation in the first place.
I'm sure. It was a last-minute change of plans.
Well, it's really great to have you here. We've set you up in one of our VIP rooms upstairs.
That's okay. We'd rather stay down here and have a dance floor.
Oh, your representative is in the
Actually, I'd rather go up to the VIP room.
It'll be more fun down here.
But Mr. Bennett prefers to fix our...
It's not a problem. We can get a table set up down here.
I really don't think that would
right.
be...
Move Mr. Guy's reservation down to the main floor. Get a table set up for him.
But I'd
Veronica.
Go upstairs.
Hey, Veronica, come over here.
Thanks a lot, Lindsay.
If you wanted to hold up in a room and stay with me, we could have done that at the door.
Which is what I wanted to do in the first place.
You wanted me, Mr. Wayne?
Veronica, this is Derek Deist. He's a VIP tonight, and I want you to make sure he's your number one priority. Are we clear?
That really isn't necessary, Mike.
Of course it is.
You heard the man. Of course it is.
Not a problem, Mr. Wayne. It'll be my pleasure. And congratulations on your graduation, Mr. Geist.
Thanks. Good to know you keep up on your tabloid news. Or at least Lindsay probably thinks so.
Haha, very funny.
Please, call me Derek.
If you'll follow me, I'll take you to your table.
I'll take care of that, Veronica.
Understood. I'll be over in a couple of minutes to get your drink orders.
Thanks, Veronica. See you soon.
If you'll follow me, Mr. Geist.
You can pick your tongue up off the floor now.
Oh, don't be silly. She's beautiful and all, but...
I was talking to Ajit, but as long as you're willing to take the blame...
Ajit does not bear the moon like an animal. Ajit simply admires beauty when he sees it.
I hope this table is acceptable.
It's fine. Thanks.
And of course, the first round of drinks is on the house.
Thanks again.
I'll take an apple tini with a twist of lime. Mr. Geist will have a Captain Morgan's light for that coat. Easy on you.
Actually, you can hold the Captain Morgan's. I'll just take a diet coke.
The idea is to relax, remember?
I can relax just fine without the alcohol.
And for you, sir.
I'd take a nice tea. Thank you very much.
I didn't realize I was traveling with two designated drivers.
The consumption of alcohol is against my beliefs.
Oh, sorry. I didn't realize it was a religious thing.
It isn't. I just don't believe it.
I'll have Veronica bring that to you right away. And again, thanks for coming tonight.
What's with you? You always have that drink.
According to whom?
According to everyone. It's part of your bio. They say that's all you ever drink.
Well, that's what you get for getting all your information from people you pay rather than reliable sources. I almost never drink.
Why?
Because people get stupid when they drink, and your kind loves to plaster those moments all over your newspaper.
Well, I hope you don't mind if I partake.
By all means, be my guest.
As a matter of fact, I am.
Here are your drinks. Is there anything else I can get you?
That's fine, thanks. I understand you have other people to take care of. You don't have to worry about hovering over us.
Thanks for understanding. If you need anything, though, give me a wave or a whistle.
What was that?
Take a picture. It'll last a while.
That's your game, not mine.
When are we gonna get past this whole "I hate the paparazzi" thing? Technically, I don't even work for them anymore.
I'll get past it when you stop acting like one.
It's gonna take a while then. 5 years of training takes some time to break. Have you noticed that everyone's been staring at us pretty much since the moment we walked through the door?
Unfortunately, yes.
Why?
They're waiting for me to do something outrageous.
Why?
Because that's what the paparazzi have trained them to expect.
Does everything wrong in the world come back to the paparazzi for you?
Not everything, just most things wrong with society.
Does this happen all the time?
Only every time I go out to a bar. Now you know why I don't like doing these things, and why Jean asked for a VIP room.
I think you've gotten used to it by now.
When you figure out a way to get over being put on public display, let me know, okay?
Excuse me, Mr. Guys. We have another guest who would love the chance to meet you.
Who is it?
Gillian Lynch.
Okay, sure. That would be fine.
Great, I'll bring him over.
Gillian Lynch?
Mr. Derek's guest is as good as Ajit's.
New money. He's been making millions in stocks and investments for the past decade and a half, and sees himself as a philanthropist. He donates a ton of cash to inner city schools, but he's mainly known for making money and being a social
activist. Please. Mr. Geis, allow me to introduce Mr. Lynch. Mr. Lynch, Mr. Geis.
Thank you, Mr. Way. It's good to meet you, young man. I've heard good things about you.
That's good to hear. These are my associates, Lindsay Caparelli and Ajit Singh.
A pleasure to be meeting you.
Wait, aren't you the guy from the museum?
You're correct, my dear. We did speak earlier today.
What were you doing there?
I'm on the board of benefactors that is currently sponsoring the tour of the Ramses exhibit across the United States.
How long have you been involved in such a noble project?
2 very happy years. It's fantastic to see the eyes of children open to this.
If you've been involved with the exhibit for 2 years, then why didn't you recognize the glyph?
We agreed not to think about that tonight.
You agreed. I said I couldn't promise anything.
There are a lot of hieroglyphs in the exhibit. I haven't memorized them all.
So, what can we do for you tonight?
I just had to take the opportunity to formally introduce myself. We were so intent on your clear this afternoon, I didn't feel as though it were the proper time. But when I saw you come in, I couldn't let things pass by twice.
I'm surprised that we were important enough to show up on your radar.
I keep track of everyone who is important to enter my vicinity. After all, you never know when you might need to make a new contact.
True, though I still wouldn't consider myself that important.
Then you'd be the only one. Will you be in Chicago long?
Not very, we're just passing through.
Too bad. I would have loved to get the chance to talk some business with you. I'd be very interested in seeing if there are any potential opportunities that we could undertake together.
I tend to stay clear of the business aspect of things. I've got other objectives on my plate right now.
I'm sure you do.
If you're interested in discussing things with TBC, you should probably contact Walter Weschler in New York. He's the man in charge.
I'll keep that in mind.
Would you care to join us for a drink, Mr. Lynch?
As much as I would enjoy that, I'm afraid I was just heading out. Places to go and people to see. You know the drill. I was here primarily to make an appearance.
I understand.
Have a safe evening, Mr. Guys.
You too, Mr. Lynch.
Goodbye. Is it just me, or did that seem a bit strange?
It was not just you.
In more ways than one.
Okay, enough on that. We're in a perfectly good nightclub with a perfectly good dance floor and perfectly good music. I think we need to go out there and do some dancing.
You go right ahead. I'll meet you back here.
What do you have against dancing? You wouldn't do it at the fiesta. You don't want to do it here. You have 2 left feet or something?
I can dance. I just choose not to.
It's a photo thing again, isn't it?
To a certain degree, yes.
We'll add not caring so much about what others think to your long list of things to get over.
Do you really want to start pointing out...
Something is wrong.
What?
What is that?
This should not be happening.
I can't think of a situation where it should be happening.
Something's coming through!